Unit 11, Exercise 2. The word antibiotics comes from the Greek anti, which means against, and bios, which means life. The noun antibiotic was suggested in 1942 by Dr. Selman A. Waxman, soil microbiologist. An antibiotic is a drug that kills or slows the growth of bacteria. Antibiotics are one class of antimicrobials, a larger group which also includes antiviral, antifungal, and antiparasitic drugs. Antibiotics are chemicals produced by or derived from microorganisms, i.e. bugs or germs such as bacteria and fungi. The first antibiotic was discovered by Alexander Fleming in 1928 in a significant breakthrough for medical science. Antibiotics are among the most frequently prescribed medications in modern medicine. Antibiotics are used to treat many different bacterial infections. Antibiotics cure disease by killing or injuring bacteria. Bacteria are simple one-celled organisms that can be found by the billions all around us, on furniture and countertops, in the soil, and on plants and animals. They are a natural and needed part of life. Bacteria cause disease and infection when they are able to gain access to more vulnerable parts of our bodies and multiply rapidly. Bacteria can infect many parts of the body: eyes, ears, throat, sinuses, lungs, airways, skin, stomach, colon, bones, genitals. Some antibiotics are bactericidal, meaning that they work by killing bacteria. Other antibiotics are bacteriostatic, meaning that they work by stopping bacteria multiplying. Each different type of antibiotic affects different bacteria in different ways. For example, an antibiotic might inhibit a bacterium's ability to turn glucose into energy or its ability to construct its cell wall. When this happens, the bacterium dies instead of reproducing. Some antibiotics can be used to treat a wide range of infections and are known as broad-spectrum antibiotics. Others are only effective against a few types of bacteria and are called narrow-spectrum antibiotics.